Good morning. Today is a very special day in the life of the church. It's Baptism of the Lord Sunday for those who celebrate. It is a day to remember Jesus stepping into the waters of the Jordan River to be baptized by John. And in that moment, the scriptures tell us, the heavens opened and God's voice declares Jesus' belovedness and mission. And for us, it's also a day when we wade into the waters of church leadership, because we're ordaining and we're installing three faithful servants into the cohort of active deacons who will be serving this church in 2025. And so Bibi and Sean and Laura, thank you. Thank you for your yes. And today we are going to meet your willingness by throwing our arms around you wide and throwing you into the murky deep waters of deacon leadership. It is a big moment for you. It's a big moment for this church. It is a big and consequential time for us to reflect on and commit to the ministry that we'll share together. And so we're hearing this through two different scripture readings. One we shared together from Isaiah chapter 43, where God speaks words of assurance and words of identity to a people who are in exile. And then we will hear now from Luke, where we see Jesus baptized and begin his public ministry in a moment that's filled with humility and with God's affirmation. And so with open ears and open hearts, I simply want you to listen for how God calls, how God claims, and how God equips in these words. From Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 22, the people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." May God bless the reading and the hearing of God's word. Well, I tried to do the math, and my first sermon was now over 30 years ago. And people told me not to worry. That morning, as I trembled in my shoes, my supervising pastor said something that stopped me cold. In the midst of all the well-wishing and don't worry about it too much, he looked at me straight in the eye and he said, "It's a big responsibility to speak on behalf of God, isn't it?" And I melted kind of into a puddle right there. But after a long pause, it was far too long for my comfort, he smiled, he patted me on the shoulder, and he said, "Don't be afraid, it'll be all right." And I think of that moment today, Bibi and Laura and Sean, because what you are stepping into is a big responsibility. Being a deacon of this church, or in any church, is a high calling. And it's right if you feel the weight of it. But like my pastor said, don't be afraid. You're not doing this alone. We're reminded this morning that it's in the waters of baptism where all of this begins. When Jesus was baptized, we have a picture of God stepping into the very messy waters of human life, not because he needed the cleansing, but to stand in solidarity with us where we are and as we are. And in that act, he identified with our struggles, with our mess, with our need for grace. And that's what deacons are called to do, to step into the messy waters of real human need, because that's where Jesus already is. And in the New Testament, the deacons were called out of the congregation to serve practical and spiritual needs in the church. They made sure food was shared fairly. They sat at the tables, and they met spiritual hungers. And those who were hurt with grace and with care, their ministry was hands-on, and it was heart-deep. Deacons are leaders. They are servants. They are peacemakers. They are examples. They reflect Christ's love and Christ's humility in action. And so Bibi and Laura and Sean, your baptisms marked you as God's own. Today, you step into this new calling with Yates. You've demonstrated to all of us that you are credible leaders, not because you hold all of the titles and all of the positions, but through your humility and your servant hearts and your willingness to show up for people. You remind us all that leadership in God's kingdom is about love. It is not about power. And so for us in church, deacons show us what Christ's love looks like. When it's put into action, it's organizing the meal for a grieving family. And it's praying for someone who feels lost. It's standing alongside someone who is overlooked and hurting and lonely. Their ministry is a reflection of the God who says, I have called you by name, and you are mine. Bibi and Laura and Sean. You cannot do that work alone. The Holy Spirit who descended upon Jesus at his baptism empowers you today. God equips you, and the church supports you, and Christ's love sustains you. You join a team of very faithful women and men, Brian and Jane and Kim and Mark and Michael and Mike and Pam, and Todd, and Winslow. They are your fellow deacons, fellow servant leaders who are ready to walk this road with you. And I say to all of you who are here at the church, deacons aren't the only ones to wade into the waters. They are not a proxy for our own feet getting wet. We all share this mission. We're all invited to reflect God's love and to serve with humility and to walk alongside one another in faith. Bibi and Sean and Laura, we see Christ's light in you and we're grateful. We truly are for your willingness to lead. As you wade into that calling today, know this, you are loved and you are equipped and you are not alone. As we enter into a time of commissioning and ordination for these who are serving for the first time and those who are resuming their service in 2025, I invite you to pray. The entire deacon team is going to lead us in a way of Christian service. My prayer is that their ministry remind us of the love and humility of Jesus, and that their commitment and their faithfulness to that task will inspire us not to follow them, but to follow him in all of his footsteps together.